Canadians have the right to safe access to the health services they need, and our healthcare workers must be able to do their jobs, free from obstruction, intimidation, and threats. Intimidating demonstrations at hospitals and other health service buildings are deeply concerning and unacceptable. Canadians take pride in our universal, public healthcare system that helped keep us safe throughout the pandemic, and we know that restricting safe access to health services, whether it is vaccines or abortion services, can't be tolerated. I am deeply disturbed by anti-vaxxer gatherings outside of hospitals and healthcare sites in the last few weeks, said Justin Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party of Canada. These people are intimidating our healthcare heroes and putting Canadians seeking health services at risk. I will not accept this. That's why we're going to take strong action to ensure everyone has access to the care they need and keep our frontline healthcare workers safe. Only our Liberal team will finish this fight against COVID-19 and keep our communities safe and healthy. A re-elected Liberal government will support our healthcare workers and keep Canadians safe and healthy by introducing legislation to make it a criminal offence to obstruct access to any building providing health services, including hospitals, vaccine clinics, testing centres, pharmacies, and abortion clinics. Protect healthcare workers by making it a criminal offense to intimidate or threaten any healthcare professional carrying out their professional duties providing medical care or Canadians receiving that care. Ensure that every business and organization that decides to require a proof of vaccination from employees or customers can do so without fear of a legal challenge. We must protect and uphold the values of our universal, public healthcare system, ensuring that Canadians can safely get to a hospital, abortion clinic, or vaccine center, without threats or intimidation, said Mr. Trudeau. While Erin O'Toole wants to take us backward by refusing to show leadership on mandatory vaccinations, underfunding healthcare, and allowing conservatives to support legislation to deny a woman's right to choose, the Liberals have a real plan to get the job done on vaccines, stand up for a woman's right to choose, and keep Canadians safe and healthy.